Welcome to the show, Christina McKay from Curvaceous Raps. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to this chat with you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for having me on. I mean, it's a real honor.
And it's great to have you on. So, Christina, I don't know much about you besides that you do some awesome designs. So, for me and for everyone out there, who is Christina? Okay, prior to getting into the rapping world, that's it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, Christina McKay, like, I guess the way that I really explain to people, especially if I'm at like dinner parties and stuff like that, because a lot of people don't even know what vehicle raps are. I just say, hi, my name's Christina. I'm an artist and I do art for cars, basically. Right now, what I'm working on, like my main cars that I'm working on right now, is a lot of exotics. So a lot of like Lamborghinis and Porsches and Ferraris. So a lot of cool stuff. So that kind of gets people intrigued.
Right.
And then I can kind of, you know, get more in depth with what I really do. But the way that I kind of like to dumb it down a bit is just, I'm basically making stickers for cars. So, but in a cool way, right? So
name drop Lamborghini and all of that.
Right? Well, you got it. You got to, you know, if it's, I don't, like, I do other stuff too. Like, I do commercial, like, with vans and things like that. But when you're talking to a stranger, when you say the word, like, Lamborghini, like, their interest is automatically going to be, you know, hyped up. It's just like, what? So.
You did not start out doing raps, right? So where did you start it out? How did you get from where you were to where you are today?
To where I am today. Yeah. Well, again, I started off as an artist. I went to school. I was basically, you know, just growing up in a family that, you know, you had to kind of do the job, go to school, you know, get a real career, as they would say. But I've always loved art, and art was always my passion. Art was something that, you know, I always wanted to do. And, you know, just having that support and stuff, I didn't really have that growing up. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I met my husband that really just kind of said, like, look, like, this is what you're good at. You're passionate about it. You can make money doing this. So I also have a bit of history too, like airbrushing. So, learning like a lot of motorcycle tanks. You know, I have some background too with tattooing. So really those two like really go hand in hand.
Now I get it.
I don't know. Yeah, like it just got to a point where I was doing art so much. So I was doing a lot of art on the computer and, you know, just looking at my background, I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if I could actually take my artwork from the computer and actually put it like on a motorcycle tank? Like that would be genius.
What do you think about doing it all with airbrush, or you were thinking of raps back then?
Well, I didn't even know raps existed. Like, I was just doing, like, a lot of really cool artwork on the computer, which, you know, it kind of reminded me of the airbrush sort of feel, mm-hmm. like that style. So I actually Googled it, and it's just, like, raps came up, and it's like, oh, my gosh, transferring, like, a digital image onto a motorcycle tank is possible. You can do that stuff. And so that just kind of got my interest, and I just, like, how do I do this? How do I learn this? This is what I want to do. So I ended up applying to a shop, right? Wow. Starting from the ground up. And, you know, I did apply to a couple of places. Some people kind of, you know, they see artists come in and they don't really like, there's just so much to know about vehicle wraps. You can't just be an artist and walk in and then do the job. It's not that easy. There's so much more you got to learn. But I needed to find someone that was willing to give me a chance. And there was a company over in California called Gator Wraps.
Yes.
And they saw my work and they just, yeah, he gave me a chance. And I learned really like the stuff that I learned, I still use that stuff today. So
how far back are we talking about?
Maybe 4.5 years ago, I think, about that. Yeah.
So it's a couple of years, though.
Yeah, it's a while ago. Like, I've been in the industry now, it seems like forever. But it just, looking at how I started, you know, I just found that one person that was willing to give me the chance. And, you know, like a lot of people, even today, they ask me, like, how do I get into the door? Like, a lot of people just think that they can go on Google and learn this stuff. And it's no, you have to be in that environment. You have to be in that atmosphere. You got to learn from people. You got to make mistakes. You know, that's the only way that you're going to get good at the job. So I started like just doing commercial wraps. So, you know, I always use the plumber as an analogy, but like someone who owns a plumbing business will come in and just like, yeah, I have this business and how do I brand myself? So, you know, we create the logo, the branding, and just some really cool, maybe like fleet graphics or whatever. But that's how I got started, was just learning like just the branding and just like how to make a business stand out. So, yeah.
Did it seem normal to you?
Did it seem natural?
Yeah. No,
natural?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to school. Like, I didn't go to school to learn like design or branding. I taught myself a lot of it, especially like watching videos on YouTube, stuff like that. But I just had a real knack for making things just being very vibrant and just kind of popping out from the page. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at my designs now from when I first started to what I'm doing now, and it's like, it's totally different. So even as a vehicle graphic artist, I've improved as well. So, you know, just learning what works and what doesn't.
How would you say you went from Gator Wraps to now your own company, right?
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen overnight. Okay, let me see if I can go way back here. So after Gator Wraps, I ended up moving. We moved over to Portland, Oregon. And I know it's like such a change from Los Angeles, because it's so much cooler to say that you're an artist from LA. But so we're not really in the sticks as such, but it's just a lot more quieter. It's a lot more or less busy. Basically, my husband and I wanted to move here just because it's a little bit more quiet, a little bit more quaint. But the cool thing with me is that I can do everything online. I don't need to
Yeah, that was actually what I thought. I mean, you're...
Yeah. So I can basically work anywhere in the world. I can still do my designs and put them on cars. But what ended up happening was I was working from home and I started getting a little bit depressed. And it's just, you know, you're in the mm-hmm. office all by yourself. You have no one really that you can talk to and have fun with. And so I ended up getting another job with another company called PDX Wraps.
Yeah.
And... you know, they had, I think it was, they never had a female working in the shop before. So they
what
didn't know how, yeah, like they didn't know how I would like be with the guys or, you know, and I'm just like, look, like give me a chance, you know, I'm just going to be like one of the guys. And sure enough, you know, I was there for a whole year working part time. And, you know, the whole reason why I wanted that job was so that I could get out and get in that environment and be with people and talk with people. But now I've gotten to a point that my work is just, it's getting so busy that I actually had to leave my part-time job and just focus on Curvaceous Wraps fully. I'm actually to a point now that I need to actually start looking at hiring people to help me with my business.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. So, you know, I've always wanted to get to this place, but it's kind of like, well, now that I'm here, like, what do I do? Like, how do I handle this? Because the workload is just, it's just insane. So, yeah.
I can imagine that. So before we get at it and talk about how it is at the moment, where does the name come from? Because it is a different name.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of people think the curvaceous comes because I'm from a female. Like, you know, I am a female, yes, but curvaceous, curves of a car. Like, think about that. When you're wrapping around curves of a car. And so I just thought, okay, being a woman in the industry and curves of the car being very curvaceous, that's the name, curvaceous. It just fits so perfectly.
I feel silly asking you about that question now. You say.
No. I like it because, I mean, a lot of people don't really, you know, they don't get the name at first. But once I explain it that way, I think it's kind of like, oh, wow, like that's pretty cool. So, yeah.
So, Christina, what would you say you're known for in the industry?
What am I known for? Well, I mean, there's a lot of designers. Well, when I say a lot, I mean, there's not enough of us in the industry because, you know, the industry is still pretty small. Mm-hmm. But the designers that I do have as friends, you know, we all have our own little niche. We all have like our own special thing that we bring to the industry.
Right.
And I think with me, it's more my illustration work where I actually hand drawn things from the ground up and I can actually like illustrate the whole car, like from top to bottom. So I think that's what really got me like noticed, maybe, you know, just some, like, I do portraits of people, and then just doing, like, well, right now it's Marvel characters, so I have a lot of people coming to me for, like, Spider-Man or Iron Man, and I don't, there's just so many. So it's cool that I can do, like, these really cool, fun characters and put them on these, like, really, like, sporty cars, and it's just, and I'm like, I'm getting paid for this, so it's just, it's insane. I love what I do. And I want to get better. I want to grow. I want to get bigger. And I just, you know, I'm coming up with ideas all the time on how I can expand and how I can, you know, get more of this stuff out there. Because when it's just me working for myself, right. It's like, I have so much that I want to do. And, you know, I kind of go from, when you have so many ideas, it's like, what do you focus on? And I think I've always had that problem, is that I want to do everything at once. And so nothing really gets done. So that's what I'm working on right now. It's just, okay, focus on one thing, one goal, and just focus on that and just get that done. And then go on to the next thing. But so, this industry right now, it's crazy with, like, the opportunities are endless.
So what's your goal at the moment then?
My goal at the moment, I want to work with a celebrity. I want to get that one client that's a celebrity status. I don't know why. I guess, like, I've seen other companies too. Deadmau5 was one. Their car, like, I think it was McLaren that he did, and it was a. Oh man, it's just awesome just seeing that kind of stuff. So it really just builds that status with you and your company and your name. It just gets you more noticed. If I could just find that. Yeah.
I was going to bring this further down the interview, but I'm going to bring it up now because we're talking about
it. Sure.
Since I follow you on Instagram, I've seen, I think it's your last two or three posts have been about shoes and how you bring the shoe into a wrap. And you did an awesome job with all of them.
Thank you.
But you were extremely smart when it came to Gary Vee's shoe.
Because
I don't know where that's going to get you, but I really hope it gets you far.
Could you imagine if I got Gary Vee as a client? Like, that would just be insane.
But that's right below the line what he does, right? So it's...
And I mean, I follow Gary Vee. I listen to him every day. I mean, it's like, you got to have those motivators too. Cause I feel like RapsCon, like we went to RapsCon there, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and you know, you go there, you meet all the people in the industry and you're pumped and you're excited. And again, you're all driven. You have those goals and you're going to go home and you're going to just kill it, you know, but then you kind of get back in that routine of, all right, well now I'm losing that motivation, that oomph. And so what I've started training myself to do is starting to listen to motivational speakers. Right. And so every morning when I get up, I listen, just even if I'm doing my makeup or something like that, just for 30 minutes. Even when I was working part-time at PDX Wraps, even on my drive to work, I would listen to these podcasts on my radio or whatever. But it just helped me, like, it made me so inspired to do stuff. Whereas when you're working at home and you're by yourself,
it's hard. You don't have to.
Get what I'm trying to say, right? So with the Gary Vee thing, like, I just before we started doing this podcast now, I just made another post because K-Swiss, the shoes, they contacted me and said, is something like this even possible to even put on a car?
Wow, that's so cool.
Right? And it's just like, well, yeah, like, haven't you heard of vehicle wraps? Like, so many people don't know what wraps are, and it just blows my mind. I don't understand. Because I have my car right now. I wrapped it with a design that I made. Of course, I had friends that helped me wrap it. But the thing is that I go around, like, I'll go to Starbucks or, like, these coffee shops, and I got people saying, oh, well, that's a really nice paint job. And it's like, oh no, it's not paint. Like, oh my gosh, it's cool. I mean, you got companies like Paint is Dead and stuff, and that's their whole goal, is to make the wrap look like paint. But at the same time, the world, there's so many people that don't even know that this is essentially like a sticker being put onto a car.
So
it's weird.
Let's tag it back to the Gary Vee thing. What you said, you were looking for maybe a big client or star. Someone to to try to do something with in a collaboration. So what would you do with Gary? What would you bring?
Oh man, I would want to bring all his shoes on the car. I think that would just be amazing. Even if you had three cars, because I know he's launching another shoe pretty soon. But like even just to get the textures and stuff, like to put that on the car, like that's possible. You can do that stuff. And I think if anything, it's just going to help his branding. I mean, you know, like why wouldn't that get noticed?
It would blast
you know what
out
I mean?
On social media.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
man.
I really hope you get it.
Anyhow, I'm trying. Thank you.
You know,
thank
maybe
you so much.
You need to contact the guy that does all the videos for him.
D-Rock? Yeah. Yeah. I should tag him, actually. Yeah, I should tag him. I'm definitely going to tag him on a couple
posts,
I think.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you at the point where you can choose? You can pick what projects you take on?
Yeah. And that's the thing, like I get a lot of people, like I want to take on everything and I hate saying no to clients. It's just, I guess it's just in me that I want to make everyone happy and I want to do everything.
That's hard.
But at the same time,
that's
when
not
it's
doable.
Just, yeah. And it's just me right now. Like I'm close to 4 months booked out right now.
Wow.
And that's the thing, like when I tell that to people, some people, what I'm finding is that they're willing to wait because they want a curvaceous wraps. So that in itself, it's like, wow, like people are willing to wait 4 months for me to get in on a design just to do their car. And I think that took time to get to that stage. You know, it didn't happen overnight, that's for sure.
But the interesting thing of it all is that you are booked for a month, but instead of taking it easy, you choose to... Mm-hmm. Keep going at it and being bigger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah,
your
I just
what's your vision?
Bigger.
What do you wanna? Where do you wanna take Curvaceous Rep to?
I think, and I mean Gary Vee. Like I follow like a lot of other people too, like Grant Cardone, things like that. Like a lot of salesmen, business people, and you know the number one thing that they will say is that you cannot have a business solely being by yourself. Not a successful business anyway. So I am working on right now, like I mentioned previously, that I'm looking at hiring other people. Again, it, like for me to get trained and to actually get good at this job, I would say it took me about 2 years to get really, really good and really understand it. So just to think of someone coming in just for starting off, it's kind of scary because... I mean, at the same time, I'm a perfectionist. I know how I like my work done. And to have that confidence and to have that trust in somebody else to do what I'm doing, basically, it's hard, I guess, just to think of myself letting go. But at the same time, I know if I want to grow as a company and I know if I want to get bigger with this, then I'm definitely going to have to learn how to let that go, I guess, and just you got to be in it to win it, right? So where I see myself, you know, I don't know. I would love to see myself kind of like as a West Coast custom sort of thing, maybe even have my own TV show one day, just doing like a lot of cool designs and just getting some really awesome cars and, you know, just building a name for myself. I think that's the ultimate
but
goal anyway,
but you're pushing Instagram pretty hard, right? Is that channel, that channel's got to work with you?
I mean a lot of people I know, like maybe it's just because of their generation or something, but they work through like word of mouth and they're more like small shops. And the thing is like, yeah, well, word of mouth does work when you're kind of in the local community. But if you want to branch out and like not just even like I want people knowing about me that are over, you know, where you are or where like in Australia or like wherever, I want to be big. So because, you know, like West Coast Customs, it's world renowned West Coast Customs. So that's what I want for myself.
Because I saw you were over at RepsCon and I saw also you were going to SEMA this year. But take me through your train of thought there. Why do you go to the shows? And could you maybe think of traveling over to Europe and Asia and doing shows over here?
Yeah, definitely. where was it? So a few months ago, there was a car that I had done. It was a Corvette. And, you know, I never get to see my designs because they're, you know, they're cross country. But I was really good friends with the Inshane Designs is his name. And he said that the car was going to be at one of his shows. It was at Motorama. Motorama is like a huge car show that's over in Pennsylvania. But I just said to him, I said, dude, like, I want to come see it. I want to come see my work. And again, that's flying across country for me. It's like a $900 ticket. But at the same time, it was worth it for me. When I flew over there, like, it blew his mind because I was only there for a day and a half. Like, I flew there and I flew back. But it was just to see the car. And just to make that connection, like, people could actually see the designer who did it. So there, like, he said it to me. Like, the reason why he does these car shows is because this is what gets him noticed. This is what, this is how people know who he is. I mean, he could stick with social media. He could stick with just, you know, word of mouth. But being at these shows, you know, people then start to realize, like, oh, wow, like, because when people see it in real life, like, in real time, they can actually see the car, touch the car, and know something like that's even possible. Well, then that's going to get you business. That's going to make you stand out from maybe Joe Blow down the street. Do you know what I mean? So it's just more like, I guess if you're looking at your competition or something, you just got to be in front of your audience. You want to grab those potential clients for them to come to you, because just say, I don't know, just say the person down the street was maybe had more money than you, was maybe, you know, maybe more clients or whatever. But if you start going to these car shows and stuff, I can guarantee you that you're going to become bigger and better than that guy because he's not showing up. So does that make sense? Or
it totally does. I'm guessing. Okay. Are you applying it to your life now in the future or?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I said in my last interview that it was like going to car shows and stuff like that. I'm so shy. And I think we're all kind of shy in one way. I don't think anyone really likes getting in front of people and talking to people.
You need to work on
it. It's scary. It's nerve-wracking because if you don't know a person, right, they're complete, like, you might see them on Instagram or something, but then to go introduce yourself and say hi, like, that to me is terrifying. But I think with me, the more that you do the things that you're scared of, the better you get at it and the less scarier it does become.
Yeah,
but, I agree. You know, it's just, and with me, like, at home, like with my family and stuff, I'm such a go-lucky, I'm so bubbly, I'm so like, I'm hyper most of the time. But yeah, that's the kind of personality I want people to see me, because that's who I am. And I don't want that shyness to really overtake my personality. And I don't want people, because even when I was growing up in high school, I was extremely shy. And I had people like, they would just call me the high school BITCH because I was just a stuck up snob or whatever. But that wasn't the case at all. I was just terrified of saying hi to people. I just wanted to be in the corner, draw my notebook, and that was that. But I think I've really come out of my shell. And it's funny because I'll meet people today and they're like, oh, hey, Christina, like, you're totally out of your shell today, aren't you? And I'm just like, oh, shut up, right? So, but it's cool. It's something I'm growing. And I mean, to be a business owner, like, you gotta be a people person. You gotta get out of that funk. If you're a shy person, keep working on it. Keep doing the things that you're terrified, because the more that you approach people, and even if you make a fool of yourself, just be yourself. Because if they don't like you, well, at the end of the day, like, that's that person's problem. And I think that was another thing, is that I've always wanted people to like me, and I've always wanted to impress people. And the thing is, not everyone at the end of the day is going to like you either. So you can't please everybody.
I have a good friend that told me, if everyone likes you, no one likes you.
Right.
So, yeah. And I guess it's a muscle. You need to train on it. You need to put yourself out there and fail and learn and fail again and get better. And yeah, that's the process.
Yeah, it's a mindset. And it's training your brain to do something. Like, I mean, with the raps that I'm doing now, they're so outrageous and they're so, like, a lot of them are very colorful, like that psychedelic sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And when I put them on a car and then it gets on social media and then I'm reading the comments and it's a lot of these hate comments, like, oh my God, like, why would you do that to the car? This is like the most ugliest thing I've ever seen, or you just, and it's just kind of like, all right, like, it's okay. You know what? Haters are good, because the more haters you get commenting on your stuff, the more that's going to get shared and the more people are going to view it. At least people are seeing it and people are commenting, right? So, well, you got to look at it in a positive light.
Let me point it out this way. I mean, a wrap, it's actually intended to bring attention to the car, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So whether it's good or bad, it's still attention. So you're still doing what right? you're supposed to do.
You got it. Thank you. Yeah. So, exactly that. And I mean, it's a wrap, and that's the beauty of wraps. It's not paint. It's not going to stay on forever. It can be easily removed, and you can go back to, and it's going to protect the car. If anything, you could probably resell it at a higher value. So, it's more about social media these days. The more crazier, the more louder, the more attention grabbing you can get, the better. I mean, again, looking at celebrities, like you look at Lady Gaga, like how did she get her fame? Like she was crazy, yeah. Right? She did all these like obnoxious things. And I remember like looking at her, I remember when she was wearing that meat dress or something. I was just like, oh my yeah. God, like who yeah. would wear that? But it was brilliant. It was genius. I love Lady Gaga. There's a lot of, you know, people that I find that like Miley Cyrus, stuff like that, like those are the people, celebrities that I tend to kind of gravitate towards because of their whole marketing scheme and like how they brand themselves. So
they are good at what they do. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the design process.
Sure.
How do you go about it? For example, let's say,
how do I go about it?
For example, let's say that a company wants to hire you in as a designer for a project. How do you go about it mm-hmm. that way? But also, how do you go about it internally for yourself? What process do you have?
Okay. So are you kind of meaning like when someone comes to me, right. Like the procedure, like what they're going to come in and how I kind of work with them? Or from you. Okay. Well, again, I'm still practicing this. I'm still kind of trying to get my sales pitch, you know, I try different things. I try like there's some things that work and some things that don't. And I usually keep like a journal of the things that does work so that I continue doing that because I'm going to 10 times that, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, there's ideas that I might have that, let me see if I can give you an example. So if I want to raise my prices, just say on a mm-hmm. design, like there's times I'm like, okay, for this job, last job I charged like $1,000, just say. This job, you know, I'm going to charge, you know, maybe $1,300. How am I going to get that extra $300? How can I pitch it to the client in a way that he's going to trust me to know that I'm worth that extra $300? So, you know, there's a couple of emails I remember writing and I sent off, and you know, I would go back and read those emails and it's just like, oh man, I said this. I was too wordy here. I probably lost them in this paragraph, you know. So I'm going to go back and rewrite this onto my next client. And sure enough, when I go back and structure it that way, you know, I get the client intrigued in what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Again, it's that process. A lot of my clients don't understand the work that's involved in a vehicle wrap. So me trying to kind of explain it like they were 5 years old, I think then they kind of start to appreciate the work that's put into it. And again, like what differentiates me is just doing the artwork. So a lot of people think art might be easy to do. Not to say that they think it's easy, but they don't really understand that it could take me up to 40 to 60 hours to do something. So
let me paint you a picture.
Yeah.
I call you up and I say, Christina, I have this project. I want to do something crazy. I have a McLaren, mm-hmm. So model, so color. Mm-hmm. Surprise me.
Surprise you. Well,
how would you go about with that one?
I usually with clients like that, I always try to kind of educate them again, and I kind of lead them. I take them by the hand and I say, look, I need a little bit more of direction from you. Send me some things that you like. Send me some photos that you like. Send me, it doesn't need necessarily be a vehicle wrap, but if you can give me some artwork that you like, send it my way, because I need to understand what's in your mind. I need to understand your vision. When I have clients that come to me and say, do whatever you like, I can't work that way. I can't. I need something to know, like, because I could be pulling stuff from the air of the things that I like, but sure enough, and I've done it. I've done work in the past where I've done everything that I absolutely love. I sent it to the client and they're like, yeah, you know what? On second thought, that's not really, I'm not feeling it. And it's like, oh man, like I just put all this work. You told me to do whatever I wanted and what I thought might be cool, and you're not digging it. Like, you know, and then I'll show that to the next client. And of course, they're digging it. But, you know, it's just, I'm always trying to cater to that one client. And my goal is to always make that client happy. You know, and it gets to a point I've been working on, like a lot of my clients lately, they kind of want to be buddy-buddy with me. And I'm trying not to fall into that trap, like that best friend vibe, because I am a business. Even though I might be here by myself as Christina, I still need to conduct myself as a business owner. And as soon as I start saying, like, I start putting in those, okay, well, I work from 9 to 5 sort of thing. Contact me. Don't contact me at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, because I'm not going to answer. Email me, stuff like that. Then I think people start to respect me a little bit more. And also just they respect me and my time. And again, like just to have that respect. Whereas when you're working with somebody that might know that you're willing to cater just to them and to bend over backwards sort of thing. I've had those clients as well, and they'll use you, and you'll be up like 2-3 o'clock in the morning working on a wrap. And at the end of the day, it's really like, it's just a sticker, like really. And it's just with me, I'm always trying to please people. And I think that's something I need to work on a little bit as well, is just trying to conduct myself as a real legit business, and to tell people like, look, no, this isn't going to fly. If you want something cool, like you treat me with respect, and same thing, you treat your designer with respect, you're going to get a good design in the end. So
you feel it's a hard market out there?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think too, like, with me, like with the vehicle wraps, how do I word this? Like with the more expensive cars, just say, so the McLarens, the Lamborghinis, the Bugattis, like all of the Ferraris, whatever. Mm-hmm. I find like those clients, what I'm finding, I could be like, someone else could be listening to this and think I'm totally dead wrong, but just in my experience right now, I find those people are kind of the cheapest. Like they want stuff for you to go and do stuff for them because of who they are, because of their status, because of their name. And I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the guy that has the Toyota Prius, because he's the guy that really respects me. You know what I mean? And he's willing to pay me for what I'm worth. So it's just, I'm not saying like I've had plenty of really cool clients too, with like lots of cool cars, but majority of them I'm finding is just like, okay, like you're a very, very rich man and you don't want to pay me a dime. You just want to get that exposure. And, you know, it's just, I'm struggling with that right now too. It's just like, I find like people hire me as a designer, and then once they get what they want, then that's it. That's it for me. So when I work with people, I want to find people that, you know, want to kind of help me out and help my business. When they have a wrap on their car, they say, hey, Curvaceous Wraps designed this, and be proud of that. Not like, just give me what I want and see you later, right? I don't like people with that mind frame. I hate that. So
how far along are you as your own business owner? How long have you had the company going?
I've had Curvaceous Wraps now for 2 years. So
are we at the point where you get repetitive customers?
Oh yeah. 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 And it's great. I just had one. His name is Caliboy Kev. That's at Caliboy Kev on Instagram. And he came up with a real genius idea. He came with me with a Hellcat. He has a clothing branding company. And basically, like, I'll just explain it from the start, but he came to me with an idea. He said that he liked sugar skulls, he liked the paisley prints, he liked really bright, vibrant colors. And again, he sent me samples of that work, of what he likes on his Hellcat. And then he wanted his logo, his branding on the car. I said, no problem, we can do that. I gave him about 3 to 4 different mock-ups, renderings. And he said, you know what? I love all the renderings. Let's put all 4 of them together and let's make it into the one. And I'm just like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah, cool. So like the first rendering was like the paisley print, and then we put the sugar skulls on there, and then we added the color, and then it made it its own custom wrap. And that's the thing, like working with people that, again, want to work with you and that are inspired by you, you get something, the end product is just like insane. It's like, wow, like this is going to be so cool. So what we ended up doing, he got another vehicle involved, which was a Jeep Cherokee. And he said, let's take that same design, but let's just change up the color. So we did that. And then he got a Dodge Demon as well on top of everything. And he goes, this is going to be for my marketing, my branding, my clothing company. And what we're going to do, we're going to take those 2 designs and we're going to put them together and we're going to half tone it. So it was going to be half colorful, half like black and yellow. And it's just the 3 cars, when you see them in person, like even in photos, it's just like, damn, like, yeah, it's just like, it's, and he came up with that, right? And it's just like, man, you're onto something, right? Because a lot of people with my custom designs, they want that one-off. They want that one car just to be solely theirs. But the thing is, and I mean, Rap Legends is doing it right now. They had the one design on the shop Lamborghini, mm-hmm. and then they had Alex come in and they put the pink version on. So it's the same design, but it's on 2 different cars, and right now that's booming on social media. People are going crazy. So I think the more that you have in that kind of style, it brings a bigger audience. It just gives you more louder attention. So yeah, I think that's the way it needs to start going.
So even though we are talking about trends at the moment, is there any special mm-hmm. trend you see coming up?
Special trend. Well, I'm trying to get that shoe thing off.
I'm getting it.
But yeah, and the fashion too. I want to get into fashion. I want to get more into, so like how I started doing vehicle wraps based off of characters. So I did like Harley Quinn. You know, mm-hmm. I just did the Venom, Deadpool, stuff like that, which was pretty cool. And then it kind of gets people's mind, like they get the idea then. And then they kind of come to you and say, well, I really like this character growing up. Can you make my car look like this character? And I was like, yeah, totally. Like, and then I started doing the shoe thing. And now I got people going through their closets looking for shoes that they want to put on their car. It's just like, oh, my gosh. But like West Coast Customs did an episode too. The guy came in with a Nike shoe and it was like this camo print. And he's like, put this camo print on my BMW. And of course, they did that. So, I mean, again, like it's endless with the design world. For me, because I'm girly and I like fashion and stuff, I think I'm going to go more the fashion route too. So you'll probably see some future wraps coming up that are more like with, I don't know, Versace and Gucci and all of that good stuff.
That would be cool.
So, yeah.
Well, another thing I also wanted to ask you about was, you seem to have done a lot of projects. Is there any special project that comes to mind that you're more proud of? I know there's a couple.
That I'm more proud of.
I know there's a couple, so maybe one that pops to mind right now.
I think my very first project that I'm most proud of was going back to InShane Designs. Me and him, we've been friends since the get-go. I think he started me off really, and it was because of that Lamborghini. It was my first Lamborghini. It was my first exotic car. I was so over the moon because, again, I had that goal. It's like, I want to do an exotic vehicle. I don't know what kind of car it's going to be, but it's got to be something cool. And Shane came to me because he knew I had that goal. And he said, I got this one client right now. He's got this Lamborghini and he wants a psychedelic design. You think he can do it? I was like, yeah, give me that chance. And he did. And I'm telling you that wrap went crazy. And that's definitely my most proudest because that's what got Curvaceous, you know, started. And it just, that's the most proudest wrap to date for sure.
We were talking also a little bit about the exotic cars. Is there any special challenges as one has as a designer designing car wraps for that?
Yeah, I mean, exotic cars are not like, they're just so curvy, right? like when you're looking at a design on the computer, they're very flat. Mm-hmm. So you really got to account for it, like, because you can't see it on the computer when it's like right straight in front of you. Hopefully I'm making sense.
Yeah.
But like if you're doing a door panel, just say, just like if you're looking at a Lamborghini, that door panel is actually, if you were to flatten it, it would be a lot longer. It would be way bigger. So you got to kind of account for that. And when you're drawing the artwork, make sure that you're drawing bigger than the actual vehicle, because you can always scale down. But if you're trying to scale back up, again, like I see wraps even today where there's pixelation and there's just people being lazy artists. They might just take something that's on Google and just throwing it on the car and you print it and it looks like crap. And it's just like, I don't... For me, because I'm such a perfectionist, when I see that kind of stuff, it's just like, why are you a designer, right? It makes me mad. But I don't know, I want, and that's the thing, it gives wraps a bad name too, because if someone was at a car show and they come by and see this wrap and it's all pixelated,
yeah,
they think that's what wraps are, that's how they're printed. And it's like, no, like we can do so much better than that. So with my, like with me, I always make sure that my wraps are coming out flawlessly.
I was
sure.
Just about going to ask, what's the most common design mistake you see on vehicle wraps?
Oh, was that one of your questions?
Yeah.
Kind of answered that. Yeah, no, pixelation drives me nuts. And I think a lot of people too, because they think that the wrap is so big that when you see from, like, the wrap looks great from afar, but when you get up close and personal to the car, and that's why I like doing my artwork too, because then you can, when you get really close, you can see all the paint strokes, you can see all the line marks that I made as an artist. And people don't really...
So what are we talking about numbers, number-wise? What kind of pixel level do you have?
I always work in 720, and then, which is, you know, 10% scale, but then when you scale it up to 100%, you know, when they print it out at 72 DPI, it's perfect. It's right up to scale. And it's easy math too. So I know other artists will probably disagree with me. Everyone has their own way of designing and doing things. But if for me it works and my wraps look great, then I don't have any problem doing that. So
is there anything special you would like to design a wrap for that you haven't gotten a chance yet?
Okay, anything special? I think, because right now, a lot of my wraps, they're all cars. I've done a couple boats. I've done motorcycles. I had an opportunity to do an airplane, but I kind of, I was just so busy, I couldn't get to it. But I think doing an airplane would totally, like, that would be an experience. I think I would have fun doing that. Or even a helicopter or something like that. That would be cool.
Since you're working on a different side of the industry, you are a designer, you meet the customer, but you also meet the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
What challenges do you see in the rapping industry?
Okay.
From your point of view, because you have a special point of view.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I can like make this like sound good without sounding... like a, you know what I'm trying to say?
Be brutal. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be brutal. Okay. I find with this industry, a lot of people are out for themselves. And I mean, I know everyone, like at one point, like, yeah, you got to put food on the table. Everyone's got to take care of their family. Like you should always come first. But I think in the long term of success, you need people that are going to help you and that are going to help you like be loyal, be like, and that's the thing. And I feel there's a lot of people that I've met that I know are just they just want the credit all to themselves. And the thing is, they might not even have done the work, but they will say that they have. And that kind of like, that's the kind of stuff. And I mean, it's probably in any industry you're in, any type of work environment, you're gonna get people like that. And so it's just a matter of how you handle it and how, you know, you just, the people that you need to associate with are the people that, you know, that are going to keep you motivated and keep you goal driven. Because, I mean, there's friends I've had that I've had to stop being friends with because their mindset was just so like, they didn't have that passion. They didn't have that goal. They didn't have that drive. So for me, it's just kind of like, all right, well, you know, I don't want to be on this level anymore. I want to be up here. And if you can't, you know, see that, if you can't see where I want to be, then it's just, you're too negative. I can't be with you. I gotta go and do my own thing. So, even family, I have had a family member, that I had to kind of let go of that relationship a bit because it's so draining. It's so like, they can't see it. They can't see what you're talking about. They can't see what you have for yourself. So for me, as hard as it is, it's helping me. And I got no one really like pushing me back and telling me I can't do something. So
once we talked about the negative side of it all, what's the positive side of it all?
The positive side, I think it's how it makes you feel. When you actually see your car, like something that you've done, and is driving down the street, and just to even like see kids or something, or just people just going, oh my God, look at that car. It just makes you feel like accomplished. It makes you feel like, oh my God, like that's the feeling I always strive for and what I want when I'm doing my raps. So even, you know, like even if I wasn't making any money doing this, that feeling alone is pretty cool. And this is why I do it. So
is there anything special that you would like to see happen in the industry?
Yeah, totally.
Tell me about it.
I'm giving you all away my secrets. No, just joking.
I'll edit them out.
I think, I do art, of course. I do art on the side. There's stuff I want to start doing that's a lot with, you'll see like Pain is Dead is posted a lot of crystal stuff that's done with Swarovski crystals, which, you know, are hand laid. And there's a friend of mine right now, what he's doing, he's actually wrapping the car and then he's hand laying all those crystals, which is amazing. I mean, it's a lot of work, but at the same time, you get paid well doing stuff like that. And the car just looks phenomenal. And it's just cool. It's so different. Another thing I've seen, what I would love to see done is, like there's artists right now that they're actually painting the car itself. They'll put the wrap on and they'll put the paint splatters. So there's texture to the car. It's not just a flat image. And I know there's this technology out right now where you can print it all in 3D. So you can actually have like that feel of the wrap. I think it was Rap Like a King, the winners last year, I think it was Exotic, or I can't remember, Exotic Raps or something like that. But the way that they did that bug where they hand layered everything, I forget how many layers, but it looked like real wood. Do you know what I mean?
I think it did about 7 layers, Nick.
God, that was insane. And then like when you touch it, it's like wood grain. It's so cool. So I want to see more of that stuff. I think that the 3D realism texture, like, yeah, that would be so cool. Instead of having everything just flat, you know? But, I mean, it is a car, so you got to kind of think of it that way. But, I mean, again, wraps are all about standing out. I know, like, the Kardashians, they got their cars all wrapped in velvet.
Of course.
Like, I think it was, like, the G-Wagon and stuff. Yeah, it's just velvet wraps. Okay, cool. So, but it's different. It gets them noticed, right? So.
They're all about that, yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're already talking about the future. What's coming up for you, Christina, in the future? What can you tell us?
What's coming up for me in the future? Well, my husband and I, we're trying for a baby right now, too. So I think becoming a mom, it's my business is definitely going to change. But it's something we both want. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to play out. But being a female in the industry, too, it's different. I mean, because I'm working with so many males. It's such a male-dominated industry. And
what's the challenges there?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of females in this industry, too, that at the same time, it's kind of an advantage for us because we're a female, we're going to get noticed, too. And people are going to see us a lot more. I mean, yeah, that saying goes, if you're a female, you got to work twice as hard. But there's a lot of friends that I know too. They're just killing it. They're just killing the game. So, I want more females in the industry for sure. And if I could, you know, be that female mentor or whatever, like just to go out and get it, and do it, then yeah, I'll be that girl. No problem.
No, you know, you all heard it. Just call her up. Where can people find you on social?
You guys can find me. I love Instagram. Instagram's my go-to, and that's at Curvaceous Wraps. So Curvaceous, I'll spell it for you. It's a bit of a hard word. It's CURVACEOUS underscore wraps. So, or you could just type in Christina McKay. I should pop up as well. So
put them in the show notes.
Yeah.
Do you do any snap or not?
No. I got a friend of mine, ECD Customs. He does snap all the time, and he's just killing it too. He's selling designs left, right, and center. And he's like, Snapchat's where you need to be. So I'm looking into that. Again, social media is the number one thing on how the world is going to know you. Because if you're not in front of people, no one's going to know what you do. So social media, branding, I'm taking courses every day. I'm learning, and I just want to get better and bigger.
It sure sounds like it.
Thank you.
So I always leave my guests an open mic to tell the rapping world whatever they want. So if you could talk to
them,
yeah, go for it.
Anything I want, man. Well, I've said so much, and I think this interview went really, really well. I'm glad that we had it, and
I agree with you.
I feel like there's some people that I know, again, going back to that shyness thing, is that they don't want to do these interviews and they don't want to talk. And it's like, well, I mean, if it's because you came to me and you just said, would you like to be on my podcast? And right. Of course, like it's free. Why not? Right. Again, I got to be in front of audience, new people. There's probably people listening to this that don't even know me. So, And so, hi guys, follow me. I love making new friends. I love meeting new people and making those connections and networking. And I'm all about, you know, again, branding and expanding. And I want everyone in this industry to be successful. And I want all of us to, you know, just make it so that we're well known in this world too, because vehicle wraps, people still don't know who we are. So
believe it
yeah,
or not,
I guess. Yeah, so that's my free mic right there. There you go.
All right, Christina, as always, I want to be respectful of your time. Thank you very much for taking your time and being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you, Simon. No, I appreciate it.
And I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Have a good day, okay?
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye.